There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
And as it's the opening night tonight of DIFF, I think we could talk about the Dubai International Film Festival. I'm really excited.
Yeah, you have been really reading the schedule, haven't you?
I study it every single year. I have to. Since I started going with all of my friends, we have a WhatsApp group. And every year, it's expected now that I'm the person that goes through the schedule,
yeah,
finds the movies that are really, really good, stand out, not just ones that are going to come and be the big movies here and get released like a couple of months down the line at Vox, but some of the ones that fly under the radar. So I thought what I could do, because I've already done the WhatsApp group, so it's easy, I thought I could share some of them with everyone else.
Yeah, I have to say I did find some of the trailers for you, and some of them now are on my list as well, because they
great,
are
great, aren't they?
Yeah, they're quite good.
So good. So diff.ae, if you are interested in buying tickets for any of these movies that we talk about this afternoon. Tonight, Hostiles is kicking off the festival. Now, I'm not going to focus on that one too much. And I know they're going to be talking about it on Drive Live a little bit later on, because we've got Natalie Lindor-Taylor on the red carpet tonight.
Yes.
Trying to grab stars as they come past. But if you haven't got tickets for it, you won't be able to go and see that one tonight. So I thought we could start with tomorrow.
Great idea. So what are we going to go do tomorrow then?
So December the 7th, Thursday night, going into the weekend, we've got On Chesil Beach, which is 6 p.m. at Madinat Arena. Now, this is an 18 plus movie. And you might remember we gave away tickets for it last week on the show, or maybe even the week before. And I've said this before, but I will say it again. I don't think this is a film that you should go and watch with your parents. It's a comedy, but it's a very British one, and it's a story of sexual repression and romance based on the acclaimed novel by Ian McEwan, and it's set on the cusp of the swinging 1960s.
Yeah, he's also the one who wrote Atonement, so I do know what you're talking about.
Great music, I reckon, though.
Yeah.
I think the soundtrack will be ace. On Chesil Beach, elegantly and delicately steers a path between laughter and groaning sympathy for a young couple who met in university and are hesitatingly and rather awkwardly spending their first night together as man and wife. Their honeymoon happens on Chesil Beach, which is where the name of the film comes from. And it's the kind of movie that will make you feel grateful you're growing up in a different time, I reckon, when you watch it. Here's Dominic Cook, who is the director of the film, on the adaptation.
I loved the quality of the writing when I read the script, the honesty of it, and the fact that it's full of, the characters are full of contradictions, and the treatment of the past. It's an unsentimental, anti-nostalgic treatment of the past, which I really like. If you look at the history of British film, there's so much film where the past is treated as a better place, soft, lovely, kind, and it's not in this film. It's very honest. So I really loved that and responded to it.
Very honest.
Very honest. And also worth noting that immediately following the gala screening of On Chesil Beach, you can join the director, that's Dominic Cook, along with the author and broadcaster Paul Blessed, as they discuss the adaptation of Ian McEwan's novella and subsequent screenplay, and you can learn about the creative process of adapting a book for the screen.
That's what I love about film festivals. You never get that after a normal movie on a Thursday night, would you? That would never happen.
Yeah, especially when it's a movie and you know you want to. It's a book that's made into a movie and you have so many questions about it.
This discussion is going to take place in the DIFF Forum Room, and it's presented in partnership with the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature. You can buy a combined package for the film and the talk for 120 dirhams. If you just want to go to the film, you can do that as well, of course, and that'll cost you 100 dirhams. Tickets, again, diff.ae if you want to get them. And moving into the weekend now, Friday the 8th of December. This movie registered with me, The Death of Stalin, 6 p.m. at Madinat Arena. It's a 15 plus, this movie. And it's another British comedy for you. There's quite a few comedies this year, and they've also got a spotlight on British movies, so you'll see a few of these. Armando Iannucci's film, this is his first feature film, not his first, sorry, his new feature film. It's been described as gripping, hilarious, drama-based, and it's covering the real-life demise of Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. Now, as you're probably thinking, I know that name, because I knew it too, but I didn't know where I knew it from. And he's the man responsible for The Thick of It, which I used to love.
Oh, yeah.
Such a good show. Also, In the Loop, which I'm not too familiar with, but Veep. And one of my favourites of all time ever, Alan Partridge.
Of course.
How good is that? So you know this is going to be good. Mm-hmm. There's a stellar cast as well, including lots and lots of famous faces. Steve Buscemi's in it, Rupert Friend, Paddy Considine, Adrian McLaughlin, Michael Palin is in this movie.
Interesting.
And I don't think it's a big part. I think it might just be a walk-on because he's not in the main poster.
Okay.
But I'm interested to see what he does.
Yeah.
But together they portray the lunacy and the chaos that explodes after Stalin's messy passing. Take a little listen to the trailer for this movie, The Death of Stalin.
Should we investigate? Should you shut before you get us both killed?
Stalin's dead.
He's dead.
Stalin is dead!
Oh my God.
Our general secretary is lying in a puddle of indignity.
Yeah, he's feeling unwell, clearly.
I want to make a speech at my father's funeral.
No problem.
Technically, yes, but practically.
When I said no problem, what I meant was no problem. Ignore me.
Stalin would have wanted the committee as one.
All those in favor? Carried you unanimously.
We need change.
Well, let's see who can mobilize first.
Oh, seems to be me.
The race has started. We need to start putting together a plan.
How can you run and plot at the same time?
Oh, it sounds good, doesn't it?
It is. And we've got a little clip from Andrea Riseborough and Jason Isaac. They play the two characters in that movie, and they're talking about prepping for the roles and something controversial, that is not speaking in a Russian accent.
Mm.
It's a weird thing that people get distracted by that. If we'd had Russian accents, we would have been speaking our second language. None of these people are speaking a second language, so yeah. Russian accents would have sent completely the wrong message.
I think Steve was relieved, and I think a lot of people have read in interviews that he was relieved, and that's kind of where that question's springing from. But no, I'm from Newcastle, and I'm Svetlana was not a Geordie.
No.
You know, nor was she British. Yeah.
No, that's true.
And
I've very rarely seen Hamlet done in a Danish accent.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could pull off being a Geordie as well, a Russian accent for a whole film. It'd sound ridiculous in Geordie, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and also the fact that he said it's a second language. If they're speaking in a Russian accent, why would they be speaking English? They'd probably be speaking Russian.
That's The Death of Stalin. Just make sure you go and see it, because I think it's going to be a really good one. And you can get your tickets for 100 dirhams, diff.ae, for all of the tickets from Diff. If you haven't got them, make sure you do, because the good movies, they sell out quite quickly. I did check just as I was doing this morning, though, and they are all still available. We are taking a quick look at the Dubai International Film Festival. I've picked 9 films to go and see. Some are big films. Some are ones that you might lose within the 140 that are out this year. So just wanted to highlight those. And if you want to get your tickets, you can pick them up at diff.ae online. There are still tickets available for all the movies that we're talking about right now. It's going to be a difficult movie to watch, the next one, but I think it's one that you should. It's called Sweet Country, and it's on at 9:30 p.m. at Madinat Arena on Friday the 8th of December. It's a 15+, this one.
Yeah, and I think it's filmed in the Australian outback, and it tells the story of the ghastliness of the white men who exploit and abuse the Aboriginal natives who are working there. And one exception is this kindly preacher, Fred Smith. He's played by Sam Neill, who treats his workers with dignity and respect. And when one worker, Sam, is sent to the homestead of a fierce, awful man, that's Harry March, to help with the renovations, things turn ugly, and before getting really bad, bullets fly, blood is spilled, and Sam is on the run. But will he be believed?
Will he be believed? It looks really emotional, this film. Take a little listen to the trailer for Sweet Country.
Come on.
No.
Shut up!
Shut up!
Come on! You run away, I'll shoot you for desertion!
You give me that boy! Now you give me that boy, you're hiding! You let him out! You harboring a pistol!
Harry March is dead. That black fella Sam killed him. You see it?
No.
Sorry, sir. There's been a shooting.
We gonna catch this murder?
Yes, boss.
When?
Real soon, boss.
Sam's way smarter than we are. All these days, we never come within 2 miles of him. He's probably sitting out there now, looking at you, laughing.
Got to tell you, every single movie that I've ever watched with Australian accents in it has been difficult and traumatic.
Difficult, yes. When I was watching that trailer, I had to rewind and watch a bit again because I wasn't quite sure what they were saying.
I think Australia only make dark movies.
Yeah.
But this is going to be a really, really good one.
Yeah, so it's Sweet Country. It's showing Friday, 8th of December, 9:30 p.m. at the Madinat Arena, and that's 15+ only. Tickets cost 100 dirhams.
On Saturday, there's a movie called Shock and Awe. Now, this is going to be an afternoon movie, 2 p.m, Madinat Arena. It's a 12+, so you can take your teenagers with you. And it's a Saturday afternoon thriller. Veteran director Rob Reiner is back for this one. He is the man behind The Princess Bride, Spinal Tap, and When Harry Met Sally.
Love that movie.
So it's been a while, but he's back, and he's a fantastic director. And this is a searing account of what happened with the American government, the media, and the public in the run-up to the 2003 US-Iraq invasion. It's another great cast. You've got Woody Harrelson. I'd go and see any movie he was in.
Yeah, and the next name that you're going to read as well.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes.
Brilliant actor. James Marsden. Mila Jovovich. 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 I always think of tennis when I see her name written down. And I think of Djokovic. Yeah. Mm. And also Jessica Biel.
Mm. Mrs. Justin Timberlake.
Exactly. Mm. It does look great. The director here, Rob Reiner, telling us why it was a good time to make this movie.
The right moment to tell a story is hopefully when it can be received. I mean, you want what you're saying in the film to be received by people. And the inspiration for this was when it happened. My wife and I were, apoplectic about the idea that America was going to war based on a lie, which we knew was a lie at the time. And the fact that I had lived through the Vietnam War and saw my country go to war based on a lie and it was happening again, it was infuriating.
If this sounds like a movie you would like to go and watch, tickets are 100 dirhams. There are 100 dirhams for every single movie, actually. Hmm. The ones that we've looked at today, anyway. It's Shock and Awe, that one. And just a quick reminder, you can buy your tickets at diff.ae for all of the movies that we're discussing this afternoon.
Now, we're going to stay with Saturday and we're going to look at something happening a bit later at night. And it's called The Disaster Artist. It's showing at 9 p.m. Madinat Arena. That's 18 plus. And I think this is on the radar because it's directed by James Franco.
Definitely.
And here he is with why he wanted to do this one.
I read the book first, The Disaster Artist. Got fascinated because, as much as it was full of insanity, it was this universal story about, dreamers, trying to make it in a really hard business. And so I went out and saw it at a Vancouver screening, and they hit it hard. They do it right.
And how many times have you seen it since?
Probably 50 times, yeah. I mean, when we were in preparation, I would just watch it every day.
I do love James Franco. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, he's kind of crazy, but you like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is another comedy, and there's a lot of them at Diff this year. Rammed with hip talent, including Seth Rogen, Jackie Weaver, Alison Brie, Josh Hutcherson, The Disaster Artist is going to be one of the comedy films of the year. That's what they're saying.
And James Franco's brother, Dave Franco, is also in the movie. So I'm quite interested to see that, how the two brothers act with each other.
Yeah. They say that families should never work together, yeah. Don't they? In this movie, you're going to meet aspiring filmmaker Tommy and his best friend Greg, who moved to LA to make it big in Hollywood, the story that I'm sure a lot of people have tried to do. But Tommy's got a project which he self-finances, he writes, he directs, and he stars in. It's a feature film called The Room. But the trouble is, it is awful, and it gets critically panned in LA. But in an unexpected twist, the film then becomes a cult classic, which has happened with yes. A lot of films, hasn't it? A lot of bad films. And Tommy's reputation is saved, or is it?
Don't talk about me. Not to class, not to anybody.
Yeah, no, of course.
Show up on time. Try not to fall asleep, everybody.
Am I hearing an accent?
No. What do you mean?
How old are you?
No, why? I'm Greg age.
You're 19? Yeah. I just turned 14.
Wow, happy birthday. This is my movie, and this is my life.
That's A Disaster Artist, which is being directed by James Franco. Go and see it. It's going to be a good one. I'm getting some heat on 4001. I know who this is from because they haven't put the name on, but they said, rubbish, Steph. This is because I was talking about Sweet Country, an Australian movie, and I said, all the movies that I've ever seen that come out of Australia are really dark, like Snowtown. There's been some ones where I've had to leave halfway through because they're that scary.
Really?
And I love scary films, but they're just hard-hitting. They're, like, really gritty. Rubbish, Steph, listen to this. Australia has got a long history of fantastic comedy films. And you're right. The Castle, which I haven't seen but I've heard about. Muriel's Wedding.
Yes.
You're terrible, Muriel. How could I forget about that one? And Getting Squared, which I haven't heard of, actually. I could go on, but agree, we do make excellent movies down under. Okay, I agree. You do make excellent movies down under. Going back to Diff and the movies that you can see, starting from tonight, running all the way through till the 13th. The Shape of Water, this is an interesting one. It's at Madinat Arena, 9 p.m. on Sunday, the 10th of December. It's an 18 plus, and looking at the picture, this is a movie that I would never want to go and see.
Yeah.
But when you read a bit more about it, it does sound quite interesting. Drama, fantasy, thrills and romance in this movie. And it's Guillermo del Toro. who was directing it. He's also responsible for Pan's Labyrinth. And the reason it caught my eyes, because he's also responsible for my favourite horror film of last year, which is Crimson Peak. Did you see that?
No, I'm not a big scary movie person.
Well, it was a scary movie, but it wasn't that scary. It was just really, really well done. It was. If you get the chance to see that movie, Crimson Peak, do, because I thought it was fantastic anyway. But he returns with what has been described as a weird, extraordinary piece of cinematic art. And in the movie, Sally Hawkins stars as Eliza. He was a mute cleaning lady working in Baltimore in government research in a laboratory in 1962. And she stumbles upon a strange marine creature who's being experimented on, right? So Guillermo, he spent a long time working on getting this character, this blue character in the movie, just right, as he tells us here.
If I told you about her, the princess without voice, what would I say?
She deaf?
Mute, sir. She can hear you.
You clean that lab, you get out.
This may very well be the most sensitive asset ever to be housed in this facility.
You may think that thing looks human, stands on two legs, right? But we're created in the Lord's image. You don't think that's what the Lord looks like, do you?
This creature is intelligent, capable of language, of understanding emotions.
When he looks at me, he doesn't know how I am incomplete. He sees me as I am.
Sunday the 10th of December, The Shape of Water. Everyone's been talking about that movie. If you want to get your tickets for it, diff.ae. We don't have Guillermo. I thought we did, talking about the character. That was actually the trailer that you just heard there. But through their respective limitations, the strange marine creature and Eliza, they begin to communicate, even though she's a deaf mute, and he obviously doesn't communicate in any language that anyone would know.
Yeah.
They start to fall in love. Aww. And somehow she smuggles him into her house to prevent the scientists at the lab from harming him. This is so my kind of movie. This is Johnny Five. It's Johnny Five and it's back. It's love, acceptance, understanding and tolerance all wrapped up in 119 minutes of entertainment. Take popcorn for that movie, I would say. Tickets for The Shape of Water are 100 dirhams. Now, the next movie, this is a bit of an interesting one, and I think one that could slip under the radar.
Yeah, when I was reading about it, I didn't know what it was about, and then I watched a trailer, and it's comedy, crime, drama, mystery. It's Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. It's on Monday, the 11th of December, Madinat Arena, 9 p.m., also 15+. And the film really stood out because the festival rumour circuit has been so excited about it. Critics are already confidently predicting an Oscar for the lead. That's Frances McDormand. And she's backed with an A-class list, including Woody Harrelson again, Sam Rockwell and Abby Cornish. And the movie is set in Ebbing, Missouri, where Mildred, who is a grieving mother, is frustrated at the pace of the investigation into her teen daughter's rape and murder. So she rents three huge billboards and she accuses the police chief of incompetence. But in real life, she's a lot older than the character she plays and she's tempted not to take the role. But eventually she gave in and, you know, she did decide to do it anyway. And here's a little trailer of the movie.
You ain't trying to make me believe in reincarnation, are you? Because you're pretty, but you ain't her. She got killed.
Still no rest. How come, I wonder?
I don't know what the police are doing.
I hadn't heard a word from them in 7 damn months. I'll tell you this. I've heard an awful lot from them since I put them billboards up.
Yeah, it's going to be a cracking movie, that one. Three Billboards. Have a look for it. Make sure you get your tickets. We had a few more movies to tell you about. We might put these online because we've run out of time.
Yeah, they're really good ones as well. One starring Joaquin Phoenix and one with Matt Damon.
Okay, they're going to go up on the tickets blog, which is at DubaiEye1038.com.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.